Would you like to say something from Psalm 1?
Psalm 1.
Psalm 1, and reading from verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. In my Bible, Psalm 1 has a heading, and the heading for Psalm 1 in my Bible reads, Two Men, Two Ways, Two Destinies. Two men, two ways, two destinies. The man who is godly, one man is godly and the other ungodly, two men. The godly man is blessed because he walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor follows the path of sinners, nor sits with the wicked. And he should be like a well-watered fruit tree that brings forth seasonal fruit, in which has ever green leaves. And the ungodly are not so, but are like chaff or straw, which the wind blows away. And therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now Romans 3 and 23 states that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3 and 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so in this verse we see that at one time in their lifetime that everyone is ungodly. At one time in their lifetime everyone is ungodly because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And everyone is ungodly because the Bible states everyone is a sinner. So then, how does an ungodly sinner become godly? How does an ungodly sinner become godly? Excuse me. Well, in John chapter 3, verse 3, the Lord Jesus tells a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then in verse 4, Nicodemus asks in reply to this, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And then in verse 5, the Lord Jesus answers him with, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. And here we see that the Lord Jesus Christ tells Nicodemus that he must have a spiritual rebirth to enter into the kingdom of God. And Romans 8 and verse 1 states that, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, joint heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And in these verses we see that the ungodly person who wants or desires to become God, to become a godly person or a child of God, then they must be born again. They must be born again of the Spirit of God. Then John 3 verse 16 states that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness, because their deeds are evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, that his deeds may be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they were wrought in God. That his deeds may be made manifest, that's come to show that they are wrought in God. And Romans 6 and 23 states that, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then in these verses we see that the ungodly person who wants or desires to become a godly person and a child of God by being born again of the Spirit of God, then they must believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, and that in believing in him, then they will receive the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And everyone who does not believe is condemned. They're condemned already because of their unbelief. Then in Acts chapter 3 verse 30, the Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his family, straight away, or immediately. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And Acts 2 and verse 21 states that, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then again in these verses we see that the ungodly person who wants or desires to become a godly person and a child of God, that they must be born again of the Spirit of God by believing that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, and that by believing in him that they will receive the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and by calling on his name and asking him to save them. And he will, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then, like the Philippian jailer and his family, they will rejoice in their salvation. And so has everyone who has called upon the Lord and asked him to save him. We've all rejoiced in our salvation. In the heading of the Psalm 1, we saw that there are two men, two ways, and two destinies. We have considered the two men, the ungodly and the godly. So now let us consider the two ways. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, and the Lord Jesus Christ speaking advises us to enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Two men and now two ways. And in these verses the Lord Jesus Christ informs us that the two ways are the broad way, which leads to destruction, and that many go in thereat, and there is the narrow way, which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. And then in Proverbs 16 and verse 25 states that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In these verses we see that the two ways, the broad way which leadeth to destruction and death, which many take, and the narrow way which leads to life, of which few find. And then we see the reason why few find the narrow way in Proverbs 16 verse 25. Because there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Because the many choose the broad way which seems right unto a man. They choose the broad way, neglect the narrow way, refuse the narrow way. The two men, the two ways, and two destinies. We have considered tonight from the Word of God the two men and the two ways in Psalm 1. So now let us consider the two destinies. Psalm 1 verse 5 states that the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. In this verse we see that the ungodly will not be able to stand in the judgment, or come through the judgment, and that they will not be in the congregation of the righteous. And in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, we can read about this judgment. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of these things, which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged. They were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And chapter 19 verse 20 reads, And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, we read that, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Again, in these verses, we see that the destiny of the ungodly is the great white throne of judgment, where they will not be able to stand because their works will not save them, and that they are not found written in the book of life because they would not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save them and to be born again of the Spirit of God and to receive the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and be found written in the book of life. Then they will be given an eternal body, which will abide in the lake of fire, along with the devil, beast, false prophet, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever. And as we read in John 3 and 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And again we see that the people who find themselves in the lake of fire, along with the devil, beast, and false prophet, to be tormented day and night forever and ever, are there only because they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save them. So then, if you have not as yet asked the Lord to save you, why not do so right away and be born again of the Spirit of God and receive the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and be found written in the book of life? Because now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation, and boast not thyself of tomorrow, for tomorrow may never be, or tomorrow may be too late for you. So call upon the Lord while he may yet be found. Two destinies we have read from the scriptures tonight of the destiny of the ungodly. So now let's consider the destiny of the godly. And in Psalm 1 verse 5, where we read, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So again from verse 5 of Psalm 1, we see that the destiny of the godly is the congregation of the righteous, of which we can read about in Revelation chapter 21 verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and the new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And again in these verses, we see the destiny of the godly. The destiny of the godly is in the congregation of the righteous, which is in the new heaven and the new earth, and New Jerusalem, along with God himself, who will dwell with them, and they shall be God's people, who will wipe away all tears, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away, and God shall make all things new. Which destiny will you choose? Eternal life in the new heaven and the new earth and New Jerusalem, along with the Lord Jesus Christ? Or will it be the lake of fire and brimstone, along with the devil, the beast, and the false prophet, to be tormented day and night forever and ever? The choice is yours to make. Psalm 1. Two men, two ways, and two destinies. Amen. Do you commit the meeting to the Lord in prayer? Do you?
Father, we give you thanks and praise you once again for our gathering tonight for the good news of the gospel of our Savior and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the good news that went forth. As we've been told, Father, that there was two men in the two ways, and there's two destinies, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for the direction that our brother has given through thy precious word. There's a choice to be made, as the choices are made in life. Sometimes we make the right choices, and sometimes we make the wrong ones. But Father, sometimes that even when we make the wrong ones, we can always correct. But Father, there's only one way.
Yeah.
And Father, if they make the wrong way, there's no way they can recover. That they're going to a lost eternity, Father. And so, Father, we thank you for the wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord, that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord should be saved. And him that cometh to me of no wise cast out. So, Father, we thank you for the clarity of this thought, that the choice is mankind himself. The two men, one took one way and one took the other way. It's like the Scotsman, I take the high road and you take the low road. But Father, we give you thanks and we praise you that the saved man took the high road and the unsaved took the low road, Father, into eternity. And what a place that has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Father, we thank you that one day you'll come to gather the saints and take them home, and we'll meet the Lord in the air, and we'll change and we'll be like him, and we'll be ever with him. So Father, we thank you and we praise you for the clarity of thy word. It's straight to the point, Father, and that's what the gospel should be. It's to dispel the facts, tell the truth, and that, Father, leave the rest for those to consider by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who guides us and directs us into the whole truth. Because one time, Father, we were in the same boat.
Yes.
We sat in the same place.
Yes.
And as we would say, Father, we all had the t-shirts. But Father, we thank you that, Lord, we took the choice. We had it, and the Holy Spirit convicted us. And so, Father, we have so much to thank you and praise you for the Word of God. For the Word of God is truth. This is not like any other word. This is your word. And our God has quoted it from thy book. The Father has sincerely went through all the verses to show that man has a choice. And there's no need for him to go to this terrible place. And rightly there's not, Father, because all they have to do is come. Come unto me, all that labour and heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I meet the lonely heart, and you find rest unto your souls. So, Father, why would that man reject that? Because man loves his son, Father. And so, Father, we pray you'll take this word tonight. Take it, use it to your glory. We thank you again for our time here, Father, for the help that Satan has given us, Lord. you've given some. We thank you, Father, for the clarity of the work. We pray that, Lord, you continue with us in these days. We pray that, Lord, you protect us, Lord. Maybe our land, our politicians at this time, and Israel, thy people, Lord, be committed to you. We pray, Father, that there will be no violence or anything tonight, Lord. All will go well, Father. But most of all, we pray that the word of God will go forth, and souls will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So, Father, take us from this place, take us to home in safety. Let nothing befall us by the way. And when we turn again, when we turn again, Wednesday, if it be your will, therefore, that we would come as a reassembly to pray for those that cannot pray for themselves and to pray for one another. We give you thanks in the lovely name, the name is above all names, the name of our Savior and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you, David.